133rd Contact, Sunday, March 22, 1981, 6:53 p.m. Billy, I've only called you today because I would gladly like to know a few things about our universe, if you want to answer these questions for me. Sim, yes, 1. Sure, on the other hand, I also would have visited you within the next few days because I have a few things of importance to discuss with you. Billy, ah, and what is that? Sim, yes, 2. First, state your questions. 3. I can still report my concern to you afterwards. 4. It concerns the warnings that I suggested to you recently. Billy, warnings? Oh yes, you probably mean the authorities and organizations that want to approach me again? That also stands somewhere in one of the last reports. You know, however, that I have no major worries about that. Sim, yes, 5. Sure, but the relevant interests have worsened very much in the meantime, which is why it is appropriate that now, you seriously need to worry about it. 6. The members of your group are also involved in this, but about that, I will report to you afterwards. 7. What questions do you have? Billy, this is simple, actually. The first question is this, what is the diameter of the entire creation? Sim, yes, 8. This had to come at some point, and you can save the remaining questions because I will certainly explain them to you in the answer of your question. Billy, as you wish. I'm listening. Sim, yes, 9. To answer your question, I must be somewhat detailed. 10. The universe is divided into 7 units, that is rings or belts that, entirely together, form the whole universe, and all of these rings are rotating against each other and have different diameters in an ovoid shape. 11. These 7 rings, which we call belts, are the following. 12. I. Central core, 2. Er core belt, 3. Er space belt, 4. Solid state matter universe belt, V. Transformation belt, 6. Creation belt, and 7. Displacement belt, and we also call the creation belt the creation matter belt or the expansion belt, and the displacement belt, the last and extreme, embodies, according to your sense, a bumper belt. 13. Now, the solid state universe is that part of the universe in which the new births exist, so the nascent stars, etc. with all their life forms. 14. This real solid state universe is calculated from the end of the creation or core's outer wall up to the beginning of the outer wall of the transformation belt, which exhibits a half diameter of 7,869 octillion light years and is, thus, the next largest belt after the creation belt. 15. In addition, the outer wall of the transformation belt is where this belt collides with the inner wall of the real creation belt, also known as the expansion belt or creation matter belt. 16. So this is that space which embodies the solid state universe and is so called because in these three areas, the coarse material becomes existent and is existent, and the coarse material becomes existent in the transformation belt only by a transformation from remains of the penetrating creation belt, which are converted into coarse material from immaterial energy. 17. This is the real solid state universe, which consists of the transformation belt, the universe belt, and the Earth space belt. 18. In addition, the transformation belt exhibits such a gigantic mass and is the next largest belt to the creation belt because it is responsible for ensuring that in the space created by the expansion belt, the transformation of fine material energies into coarse material takes place, and at the same time, time itself appears and becomes existent. 19. Already in this transformation belt, time begins to run into the past, from which aging originates. 20. This means that in this transformation belt, chronons begin to exist, then are aging and becoming Tachyons and are representing the past. By the way, Tachyons may be proven by the terrestrial scientists in a short time. 21. At the same time, the speed also decreases from the transformation built in an irregular manner but in a certain half-life. 22. The irregular decrease in speed, which amounts to 137 times the speed of light in its starting point and expansion point, comes about through mutually self-influencing and different time streams that have already changed in their speed. 23. In the interior center of the universe is the real Urkor, which grows with each fall back of the creation, so of the whole universe, doubling itself in size. 24. Thus, the Urkor will be twice as large with the next fall back as it is today. 25. From this Urkor, referring to the energy field resting in the Earth space belt, which is the fallen back creation, new energies form for the renewed expansion to the next universe, whereby at the end of the slumber time, a new Big Bang takes place and a new expansion creates a new universe, generally all things of a much more refined form, which means that our course material will not be so stable anymore as in this universe. 26. The Earth-space belt itself is that part of the universe from which the expansion of the creation occurs, in which the creation energy also slumbers and, on the other hand, after every fallback, develops itself and takes up new fundamental forces from the Urkor, just to expand again through a renewed Big Bang. 27. Of course, the dimension of the Earth-space belt also grows from fallback to fallback because through every expansion of the universe and through the associated unchangeable effects and the extreme expansion that again follows contraction, the mass of the entire creation grows, always doubling itself in size. 28. So thus, it becomes evident from this that in the becoming and passing of the universe, a cycle of Big Bang expansion, contraction, Big Bang expansion, etc. is arranged. 29. Now, the central core embodies that belt which consists of the realer matter, which carries out its existence as generative material and life material of a pure, spiritual form, as real idea energy, created from an Ur creation, by whose strength alone this universe was able to create itself. 30. This central core resembles an immense and continually loading accumulator block, which exhibits a magnetic energy that is immeasurable to us up to now, which binds the existing universe to itself and prevents too great of an expansion. 31. This power guarantees that with the start of approximately 47 trillion years of expansion, the expansion speed starts to decrease from 137 times the speed of light and slowly drops until the expansion comes to a halt after 155,520 trillion years and, thus, begins the fallback, the contraction. 32. Thus, the central core forms the real power and life center, while the Earth core can be seen as a real energy storage. 33. But this central core, the Urkor and the Urspace, are only an infinitesimally small fraction of the size of the whole universe. 34. The most gigantic belt is embodied by the creation belt, which further spreads itself into the gaps of the surrounding universes and creates a new universal space. 35. This creation belt is the real creation and the creation center, while the central core, with its diameter of 7 light years, as well as the Earth space belt, with its half diameter asterisk of 103 trillion light years, and the Urkor belt, with its half diameter of 103.5 trillion light years, represent those structures known as the universe's central sun and the universe's central galaxy, respectively. 36. In addition, the central core represents the central sun of the universe, while the Earth space and the Earth core carry out their existence as a central universe galaxy. 37. Now, the outermost belt, with its half diameter of 14 million light years, which we do not count with the actual universe, is the displacement belt. 38. This is the task of displacing outwardly and against adjacent universes and against the nothing space of the absolute absolutum, so to speak, as the ramming force, which pushes everything away from itself and displaces outwardly, so that, after knocking against it and before pressing itself behind it, it can provide the universe the necessary space for expansion and, therefore, the expansion itself. 1. Billy, with that, you have actually answered virtually all relevant questions that I wanted to ask. Just one more question. Would it be possible that we could represent this ring belt construction of the universe schematically? I have paper and a ballpoint pen here. Semyas, 39. Sure. Here, you can transfer this representation to your paper. 2. Billy, this is really good. Thank you. Only, I see here that everything is perfectly circular and not ovoid. Semyas, 40. We make our diagrams in this manner for the reason that we can insert the exact data and their average values. 41. Of course, the universe is, in reality, ovoid and not round, as we show it here schematically, and also, the information given to you doesn't correspond to those measures that exist in the universe. 42. They are only the exact average values, calculated according to the shape of the circle. Billy, I understand, but can you tell me about where we can find ourselves with the Earth on this diagram? Semyas, 43. Sure, you could mark the Sol system around here and the Dal universe here. Billy, then when we went or flew into the Dal universe, we would have flown in a direct line here through the Earth space belt and then here through the transformation belt. 3. Semyas, 44. That is correct because other than the Ur core and the central core, all other belts of the universe are usable for all life forms and are passable if they have the necessary means for it. Billy, fantastic, and I am also finished with the drawing. But I would still have a question now, the creation itself, so the creation belt which still expands at 137 times the speed of light, is truly nothing more than a tremendous and immeasurable mass of spiritual, saher radiant, blazing energy that spreads out in a storm-tossed, glimmering explosion, right? Semyas, 45. That's right. Billy, with that, I now know these things. However, another question still lies on my tongue, and indeed, in connection with what you still want to tell me. Semyas, 46. Sure. Billy, thank you. Yes. Recently, we spoke incidentally of different places where we could go, perhaps, before the Great War begins. Wouldn't there still be other possibilities? If we wanted to go where you advised us, then we would have to raise about 25 million Swiss francs. Semyas, 47. Sure, there are still other possibilities. But those places aren't very safe, unless you would build your buildings according to our instructions. Billy, but, nevertheless, this could be done. Semyas, 48. Then I want to advise you that you should go, if necessary, to group of underscores. However, only in a future time, with which I want to say that this should not be soon. 49. At the moment, you must only pay attention to the fact that you can still build all that is necessary in the center and provide what is still necessary. Billy, so you think that, afterwards, the whole group should go? Semyas, 50. Sure, we've already talked about this for a long time, but you've never seriously taken our advice into consideration. Billy, you know why this was always impossible, the quarrels and betrayals. Semyas, 51. That is well known to me, but now, it is a time when everyone will slowly become reasonable. 52. On your part, you should primarily be mindful to act as fast as possible according to what you have already known for many years, that you will find the basic beginning of your mission in this country, but that you will then possibly have to carry out your mission, unperturbed, also outside. 53. Recently, I also spoke of the fact that already, the official powers try to destroy you and the entire mission, but in addition to this, organizations have also been established, which serve solely for the purpose of destroying the mission and you and to make it impossible. 54. Jmanuel already explained in his time that you will be pursued in your homeland and that the whole world will be against you. 55. Unfortunately, it only remained hidden from us, from which side the danger should find its origin. 56. The peculiarity of the Earth people, that they are able to speak other than what they truly think, has made it impossible for us. Otherwise, we could have prevented wolves coming along in sheepskins to your confidants, who then shamefully betrayed you. 57. Now, unfortunately, time has progressed, and I have to get back. 58. The answering of questions for you has taken up more time than I expected, so I will discuss these matters with you in even more detail at our next meeting. 59. I hope that it will be very soon and in connection with your work that is to be done regarding the filming and photographing. 60. Now, unfortunately, I must say to you until we meet again because I really have to go. 61. Farewell, and be very careful because many evil forces have, in the meantime, been directed against you. 62. Until we meet again. Billy, goodbye, and very dear thanks. Greet the others, and give them my thanks. Goodbye. Simyas, 63. Thank you, until we meet again. 144th contact, Thursday, March 26th, 1981, 3:16 a.m. Simyas, 1. Today, I want to finish what was denied to me during my last visit due to lack of time. 2. I said that it is now the time when you should finally try to search for a further mission dissemination beyond your homeland. Billy, I remember it well, but you have said that traitors are now in my own ranks, who want to work against me and destroy our mission as well as our group members and me. Simyas, 3. Sure, I spoke of that. 4. Nevertheless, things have expanded in the meantime and have formed organizationally, whereby now also the authorities cooperate. Billy, I am not afraid of that. I told you this. Simyas, 5. Of course, but the intrigues against you are already at the stage where official, defamatory machinations can bring you danger. 6. And you know, nevertheless, that in this case, nothing can be done against it. 7. The Swiss authorities have already been a nasty thorn in your side for decades, which has become, in the course of the last 4 years, an entire thorn enclosure. 8. Even the Swiss military forces have already been working for some time against you because on the one hand, you have lived for 4 years in dangerous proximity to one of their rocket bases, and on the other hand, because they have already for years become very insecure with regard to your contacts with us. 9. For this reason, you are also constantly and sharply observed by them and monitored, and they don't even shrink back from monitoring your telephone calls and those of your group members. 10. Of course, all of this will never be officially admitted, but this incontestable fact still remains. 11. Some of the on-duty elements of the rocket base have been unofficially assigned to monitor you and have been instructed always to deny all of your statements and evidences by untruths if you step to the public with new information. 12. So, for example, the instruction was issued that if you show new photographic material, then it should be maintained by the officers on duty of the rocket base that they observed how you faked these pictures with a model, etc. These statements were proven by the news service microfilm in the year 1991. Billy, but this doesn't bother me. Simyas, 13. This should, However, because the time has come when you will come, through such lies, into harm. 14. What has never been the case with all your personalities in your multi-millennial mission now appears with you, namely that special organizations have formed with the assistance of the authorities and governments, in order now, finally, to prevent the pervading and spreading of the truth by you and also to destroy you, all your group members, and the entire mission. 15. Through the deliberate traitors, who are often paid for their shameful activities, or through those who are easily influenced or those who have become second consciousness, virtually all UFOlogical groups have become prejudiced against you in all our work, particularly in Europe but also in other countries, under whom also all of the fallible group members fall. 16. In particular, just the traitors Hans Jacob, H., and his brother K. bear the guilt for the fact that these slanderous intrigues were started against you and were brought into being, for which an evil fate will still redound to them, however. Since this time, mission-destroying and slanderous machinations have appeared against Billy from various UFO organizations around the world, like, for example, MUFN, etc., proving the statements made here by some US Billy, but still today, I just don't understand why H has begun to work against me in this manner. With K, I know the reason, because he is absolutely enslaved by his brother and hopelessly influenced by him, so he is no longer able, in this connection, to think and act freely or logically. He is practically the consciousness slave of his brother, while Hans Jacob has, on the one hand, gotten into the devil's kitchen via sectarian conflicts and, on the other hand, because he couldn't cope with the fact that it was denied to him to take my place, which he wanted to gain by all means. Semyas, 17. These really are the facts of the truth. 18. With H, the reason is a little more complicated. 19. He has built his whole life on lies and deception, which he also demonstrated during his group membership. 20. On the one hand, he worked in a scheming and mendacious manner for you and our mission, but on the other hand, he simultaneously worked treacherously for hostile-minded elements, who only worked with regard to destroying you and the truth. 21. These treacherous actions toward you and the mission brought H into the severest conflicts of conscience when he suddenly realized with absolute certainty who you are in truth and that everything you offered corresponds to the absolute truth. 22. These conflicts within him finally led him to the case because through his steady insistence of getting in touch with me, I allowed myself to be led to approach him in my ship so far that he came into my personal vibration field. 23. Thus, he suddenly became aware of the true love and peace, which seemed like a paradise to him. 24. But disaster immediately fell upon him when I went away again and he fell out of my vibration field. 25. It seemed like the end of the world to him, which made him deal with suicidal intentions, from which I was able to prevent him only with great difficulty. 26. For this reason, I tried to influence him to the better through my own vibrations, but this was clearly wrong because he only responded to any attempt to help him on my part by starting to pity himself more and more, and at last, a dangerous hatred built up inside of him against everything that has to do with rest, peace, and love, as well as with truth. 27. He worked it out in such a way that it committed itself as a delusion inside of him, from which he is also no longer able to free himself by all external assistance. 28. He fortifies his lies today with such hatred that he accepts them as truth and, therefore, can no longer make a distinction between lie and truth. 29. He has become a fanatical believer of his own lies, from which he cannot escape anymore, particularly because his material consciousness was damaged by everything, by what means he is no longer accountable. 30. Today, he exhibits impairment of consciousness in psychopathic forms, which cannot be repaired anymore by earthly means. Billy. You mean that he is, therefore, cuckoo? Semyas, 31. I understand your illusion. 32. Yes, that is so. 33. He isn't of sound mind in our interests anymore, and neither are those who give him faith because they have become subservient to him through his perfected lies and work for him against you, us, our entire mission, and against the group members. Billy, you actually mean that also these people have material consciousness damage and, thus, can no longer think clearly or understand clearly, which is why they also can't recognize the truth in our cause. Semyas, 34. Sure, but the harm to the majority of these people could be repaired by themselves. 35. So it is still curable. 36. Their consciousness damage only rests in a single cell of their brain, in which consciousness-confusing acids have formed, which create a dependent bondage and which exclude the capacity to distinguish truth and falsehood. 37. Neutral thinking without any prejudice would dissolve and eliminate these harmful acids in the aforesaid cell again. 38. Nevertheless, if this doesn't happen, then everything will ultimately lead to the same end, to which H is hopelessly fallen. Billy, a hard thing. Semyas, 39. Indeed, but in the end, they will bear all the guilt themselves, for it is easier for them to let themselves be cheated than to operate intellectually and logically, in order to own the truth for themselves through this. 40. For the Earth people, thinking requires a lot more effort than just blindly giving themselves over to a faith that is built on lies and deceit. 41. And all those who are subservient to the lies and deceit of Hans Jacob and the brothers H and K and all others, who want to destroy you, the group members, us, and the entire mission, they all are not capable of logical thinking because this work is uncomfortable for them and because not having to think spares them from any effort and also seems to them to relieve them of any responsibility. 42. But they deceive themselves very much in this because with their wrong behavior, they place an unusually heavy burden, load, and responsibility on themselves, which will one day collapse on them and which they will have to bear with difficulty. 43. That still hasn't reached all of their consciousnesses, but these effects that are very vicious and sometimes even dangerous for them are already at hand. It's just that they don't know this yet. Billy, there, I can probably also do nothing against it, in order to help these poor dogs. You know, somehow, I just think that I should, nevertheless, have an enlightening influence on them. Semyas, 44. That is neither your task, nor would it be effective, for it has already been determined by themselves in an unalterable form. 45. Thus, pay no attention to them, but give the necessary attention to yourself, your group members, us, and the mission, so that you finally take that path underfoot, which we've encouraged you to take for the sake of spreading the mission for a long time. 46. In regards to this, I brought you some data for your orientation, which you can have a look at, after which you should then go and clarify everything and prepare for the reception of the mission. 47. And remember, you as well as all your group members, that the time now begins to hurry and that also the group members themselves are determined for this, even then, if they would separate from the core and deny everything. 48. But on the other hand, we ourselves will not remain inactive and will try everything to avert impending evils from you and the group members, as we have been striving for some time on advising the High Council also to influence certain developments in earthly politics, in order to prevent, through these influences, the Third World War, which still glimmers threateningly in the earthly fate sky, or at least to be able to alleviate it. 49. But whether we will manage all this, time will prove, because in certain matters, our hands are tied, so we must take very arduous paths, of which we cannot calculate with certainty whether they will be successful. 50. This has arisen in such a way because dangers have suddenly appeared that could allow the earthly Third World War to expand into a global catastrophe. 51. But despite everything, there are still good prospects that everything will still turn to the good. Billy, once again, this is news. Why that now? I mean the global catastrophe? Simyas, 52. For now, I still don't want to talk about that officially. 53. It would be too dangerous. Plus, everything is still in the open and, particularly, in the hands of America. Billy, then just unofficially. Is that possible? Simyas, 54. Sure, but later. Billy, okay, girl. And in the morning, when the day breaks, I can finally take the first photos. Simyas, 55. That you can. 56? I will be here. 57. But now, I must go back, because in the meantime, I still have some tasks to do. 58. Until we meet again. Billy, so then, bye. At 5 a.m., I'll be waiting for you. Asterisk translator's note, concerning the event connected to the first two photos of the gallery below, the following caption appears in this contact report of Pleiadian/Plejaran contact reports volume 4, Semyas's wedding cake beamship and a photo demonstration in Sackler of Der Stellen. Billy said that already at around 5 a.m., the first jogger appeared, which is why filming or taking photographs wasn't possible. Nevertheless, he set up his apparatus in a hurry and shot 14 pictures, but of these, only 4 were usable. Semyas, who became extremely nervous with agitation, almost rammed into his trailer, so that the entire tractor was magnetized, and Billy could no longer start it. Since Semyas couldn't help him, he had to wait until around 10:20 a.m. before Quetzal had time to demagnetize the tractor with various devices and apparatuses. At 10:50 a.m., the tractor was functioning again, but Billy found out during an inspection that all the video films had become unusable. Quetzal took the video films for study purposes. At 5:10 p.m., he told Billy telepathically that the radiation of the ship is so strong that it completely destroys the films during an approach of a ship within 471 meters. Also, slide and run movies would be adversely affected by too great a proximity, through the strong magnetism, which allows the earth to tremble and vibrate, like a very great heat. So as a result of this, the photos and films exhibited wavy distortions of the ship's contours, and these looked asymmetrical. Even Billy's movie box, which he had lined, as a precautionary measure, with 6mm thick lead plates, was completely ineffective according to Quetzal's information. This problem was fixed by Quetzal 2 days later. At 11:15 a.m., Billy left the far and remote Sackler, where Quetzal was also constantly kept from his work by the walkers and farmers who were going about their work. During the 30 minutes, when Quetzal was working on Billy's tractor, he had to teleport with his devices into the ship and fly away 3 times, before he could return minutes later and continue working. Asterisk translator's note, click on a thumbnail to bring up a larger photo and its caption. All photos and captions appear in this contact report of Pleiadian/Plejaran contact reports volume 4.